Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Robert is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Chandra. What do we know about Chandra? She's got an okay personality and some great glutes.
Oh, man, those glutes.
And some calves, some wonderful calves as well. That's what Robert liked about her. They met at the gym. He complimented her glutes. They went out for dinner, and now she's not calling him back. Robert, we're about to call her and see if we can get her on the phone and find out what went wrong. Anything else that you'd like to add before we call her other than the glutes and the calves?
No, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I'm very curious to hear what she says. This is awesome.
I feel like it's going to be something pretty extreme because it sounds like she switched gyms just to avoid you. To me, whoa. I'm just saying, you whoa. Haven't seen her there.
Whoa. Yikes. That's bad. We're going to hope that's not the case. We're going to hope that's not the case.
All right. We'll find out right now. I'm going to dial the phone number and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. Can I speak to Chandra, please?
This is she.
Hey, Chandra. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, you're calling from what?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
How are you today?
Fine. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm actually calling you because one of our listeners emailed us and asked if we could get a hold of you.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, there's a guy that listens to our show. His name is Robert, and you went out to dinner with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know Robert. Well, Robert listens to our show and emailed asking if I could call you to find out why you're not calling him back after you guys went out on your date.
Huh.
It's a segment that we do on our show called the Second Date Update. So Robert's wondering if he did something wrong.
I mean, I did text him back the other day. He, like, texted me and I texted him back.
He actually told us that, yeah. But it didn't sound like a text from somebody who wants to see him again. It sounded like you were just kind of blowing him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad he picked up on that.
Okay, so you are blowing him off.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I would really be fine to never see him again.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh, man.
Do you mind telling us why so that we can share it with him?
Well, he's just really forward.
He's forward.
I can kind of see that.
Meaning?
Yeah. A little too forward. I mean, at first, like, I thought it was attractive. Like, I've dated a bunch of guys who are, like, really shy. And it's like, I always have to make the move and, like, start the conversation. And So it was nice. He wasn't shy or timid. And, you know, he seemed really confident.
He told us how you guys first met. And when he saw you at the gym, he walked up and complimented you on your glutes. Is that kind of what you mean by too forward?
Well, I mean, at that point, I thought it was just kind of funny, you know?
Right.
And I appreciated the honesty, you know? Like, he didn't seem that weird. But once we went out, he just crossed the line. It was too much.
Did he say something, or was he acting aggressive towards you?
Yeah, he said something. Something really bad.
What did he say?
I'd really rather not say what he said. I don't want to say that.
It makes you that uncomfortable to repeat what he said.
Yes, definitely.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, we were talking about our interests and we were talking about sports that we like. And, you know, he likes like basketball and football, like, you know, and I mentioned that I like swimming and that I'm really good at swimming. I was a swimmer in college. And I was talking about how I'd probably like it because I was really good at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he goes, you know what I'm good at? And he leans into the table.
Oh, no. I can already see what's coming.
And I can't say this. I shouldn't say this.
He doesn't know. Like, I mean, he literally thinks that he did nothing wrong on this date.
He thinks he did nothing wrong?
Yeah.
He thinks he said nothing inappropriate?
Yep.
Yeah.
When we talked to him about your date, he was like, oh, it was cool. We just had a fun conversation. I may have got a little ranty at some point about my business, but that's all I could think of.
That's amazing. This guy's totally clueless.
All right. The anticipation is killing me. What did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I can't say this, but I'll try to give you the idea.
Okay.
He leans into me and he says, I'm good at doing things for others that make them happy.
I'm assuming you don't mean charity work.
No. He was like vulgar about it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like how vulgar?
Like he used some pretty disgusting words.
Can you just do like a rhymes with here?
No, I'm not going to do that. Dancing. Use your imagination. He was talking about how he is good at servicing women.
I think I understand what he was saying.
And he really thought he was going to impress you with this information.
Yeah, can you? I mean, I've been on a lot of dates. Nobody has ever said anything like that to me.
Wow. And you weren't interested in putting his skills to the test, huh?
Gross.
I mean, this was a first date.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, we hadn't even kissed or anything. And we're talking about sports, and that comes out of nowhere.
And there was no, I mean, like, there was no sexual talk at all before this statement.
I was talking about being on the swim team.
Well, thank you for telling us your story. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was horrible. I wish I could forget it.
Right. Well, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to forget it just yet because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Robert?
Hey, Chandra, how you doing?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I'll be honest with all of you.
What?
We were talking about things that we were good at. She said she was good at swimming. I'm really good at that.
No.
What's really wrong with that?
That's not a sport, Robert.
Inappropriate, man.
It is for some people.
I can't believe, I mean, like, it was a first date. You don't say that kind of thing out to dinner at the dinner table. We're eating.
I hear what you're saying, but you can't tell me you weren't at least at all intrigued if whether or not I was good at that, right? I mean, there was a little part of you somewhere deep down in the recesses
of your brain. Robert, hold on. Robert, listen. Does it seem like I was a little intrigued?
Well, you should have been because I'm really good.
I don't even want to meet the women who told you that.
Well, I mean, you got to give him some credit. He likes to put a lot of effort into pleasing women.
Thank you. We're up there. Yeah, it's not about me. I didn't talk about me. I was talking about you. I'm here for you. That's the kind of team player that I am.
All right, I think you need to take a little bit of that effort and move it toward how to be appropriate on a date.
Yeah, I don't think she's mad at exactly you wanting to do that, but maybe the time and the place was bad.
Exactly.
And the way you said it sounds like.
Yeah.
She wouldn't tell us the exact way you described it, but I can imagine it was probably not.
Vulgar language? Like, come on. Like, we're not 14-year-olds. Like, come on.
Well, I'll concede the location. I'll concede the location, but I do not apologize for my ability.
Oh, my God.
I do not apologize for that.
Oh, wow.
Look, everything I do, I try to do to the best of my God-given abilities. I give 110%, and I am the best at that, and that's what I can promise you in that department. I can promise you that in a lot of other departments, too.
Oh, my God. Chandra, was there anything charming about Robert on the date outside of this moment?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you listen to him, he's funny. But he's just like wildly inappropriate also. Like, way too much.
Hey, Robert, let me ask you a question. Next time, if you went out on a date with Chandra, if she actually said yes and you said something inappropriate, would you have a problem with her telling you to stop?
Absolutely not. I would have loved for her to say, no, that's inappropriate. Then I know. Now I know what the boundaries are.
Well, there you go, Chandra.
He just doesn't know.
If you went out with him again, you have the freedom now to tell him, hey, don't say stuff like that, and he'll stop.
I kind of feel like he has learned nothing from this conversation. I don't want to have to be telling him every time he says something inappropriate. Like, you have to monitor yourself. No, I don't think this is a good match. Uh-uh.
No.
That sucks. I was really hoping to get a second date and see what happened after it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to avoid. So
sorry, Robert, but there are a lot of women interested in your particular skill set. And I think you're going to be okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Chandra, good luck. Good luck out there.
You too, buddy. You too.
Remember who's number one in your heart, all right?
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.